he hasn't said but Oba Ayom El Ayin. Oba Ayom El Ayin. He's telling Laban, what's the main base? Oba Ayom El Ayin. Rashi says Ayom Yotzasi Vayom Basi Lamed Mikan Shekofza Leoretz.
At Kvisa Derech, the whole journey, and it took him, the whole journey, and it took him one day.
What was the purpose of the nest? Later, Yaakov Inu, missing Ha-Maria, so Ha-Maria comes to him. Yaakov Inu, what's that? What said, Yaza, what do you mean the nest? And if it would have taken him 2 days, a day or two, to get to Beis Lovan, what's the rest of that? And the Rashi carries on, Arba Bacha, Yaakov, Yaakov, Sichosim, Shal Avde Obis, Lefnei Amokim, Mitarosim, Shal Manu. More wichtig than the Torah, the Sikha Abdi Ovis, and that's the Shaykh, what's the connection to these things? The word is, you know, the Tefer Shlomo. The Tefer Shlomo says that Lovan said told, Lovan told to eat. Lovan said, sit down and eat. So what did Eliezer say? Can't eat, lo yochel ad asher daber dvari. Until I talk what I have to talk. Says the Hilgit Tefer Shlomo. Chazal say that they poisoned Eliezer. They wanted to poison him. The Malach came and turned around. They poisoned him, yeah? Says the Tefer Shlomo loved after they poisoned him. You know, Tefer Shlomo, if somebody was used to eating by Avraham and Sarah's Tish, eating by Lovan and Besuel, that's poison. Eating by Lovan and Besuel, that's poison. So therefore, Avraham and Tefer Shlomo says, Eliezer says, I can't until I speak. And what he says is Eved Avraham Anoichi, the man the tzaddik, that took away the poison. In other words, somebody who's used to a kedusha, when he goes to somebody else, the sharp contrast, the clash of the kedusha to the hepecha kedusha, should be so strong that a mummy should be poisoned by a yid. Imbuchu koisai teleichu. When you go out, imbuchu koisai, if it's engraved, koisai is in Baltani, Lashon Chakika, if it's engraved in you, then teleichu. Then even when you go out, you'll only be able to be soivel of Satori de Kazach. Even when you leave the Beis HaMedrash, teleichu, you're still only, if it's engraved in you, then you won't be able to look at anything that's not Torah outside of the Beis HaMedrash. So Kenzai, that's the sod over here. If Avraham Avinu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have made a kvitz laderech, Lama Zogam would take him a few days to get there. No, he's already been so long out of Avraham Avinu's house. Hashem wanted to be poisoned to him. Rav Shalom wanted him the same morning that he ate breakfast with Avraham Avinu. He should eat dinner with Lavan. Ay, that's poison, mamish. And this is a limit schus, not limit. I mean, a limit. This is a hero. That ever long a person that comes a ben azmanim, comes a flight, comes a yemenutak a bit from what you used to be, some manager person. Rav Shalom made that nest of kofetz la'aretz to teach a person that a person should always feel he's just left the Beis HaMedrash. I always tell the Bochum, when you get on the plane, and you know, the Bochum or whatever, the yeshivas where they need this musa, they need this type of grade. But you know, you're not sure, there's a screen in front of you. Yah, nine, a screen in front of you, yah, nine. I always tell them, imagine that you're not walking out of the Beis HaMedrash. Forget about you being in the airport already a few hours. You were just walking out into the Beis HaMedrash and sitting on your kofetz la'aretz, sitting on your seat in the airplane. How would you feel? Same way, that's always after you have to look. How would I feel when I'm just coming out of the Beis HaMedrash? Wherever you are, whatever matzav you're in, you have to feel as if I've just left the Beis HaMedrash. That was the sod of Kofetz la'aretz. The Eliezer felt, I've just left Avraham Avinu's house, Kilu. Same day, I've just left his house, I'm already by the tumah. And then you feel the tumah, and then the tumah gets so disturbing to you that you're not mistad there. Like the Belzerov said, Friedrich Belzerov, that he moved to America from Galicia 100 years ago. The Kolzman, he was telling Rebbe, let me come back, Rebbe, let me come back to stay. As soon as he told the Belzerov with the telegram he's getting used to America, now come back. Rebbe didn't let him come back. Kolzman, you're desperate to come back to the Heilige Galicia, to the Heilige Shtetl of Belz. Stay in America. As soon as you feel you're just, Kolzman, you feel you're just out of the Shtetl, so then kept on sending telegrams, Rebbe, let me back. Until the first telegram that came to the Rebbe, this is Baruch Hashem, he wants to be Mevaser of Surah Toiva to the Rebbe, but he's getting used to it a bit in America. And the Rebbe said, come straight back. Kolzman, you feel you've just left the Shtetl of Belz, you can live in America. As soon as you feel that you're already getting used to America, coming back. That's the kofs al ayaris they eat in every single masjid. You have to go to Misrata Pinim, you have to go, I don't know where a person has to go. Any place that where you were taken out of the Beis HaMedrash, Bal Kochacha. So wherever you end up, you have to feel kofs al ayaris as if you've just left the Beis HaMedrash. That's why the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it. And that's the Yofes Yechasim Shel Avdei Avos Yosef and Terosu Shel Banim. The Torah of the Banim, this is in the Beis HaMedrash. In B'chukoyisai, that's the Terosu Shel Banim. But the Ikki is Teilechu. Lom Mezein, let's look at you outside. That's the Sikha Shel Avdei Avos. Eliezer, even when he was in Lovin's house, he couldn't take Lovin's house. Because he was desperate to get back to Avraham Avinu's house. He was desperate to be back in the Beis HaMedrash. So Terosu Shel Banim is the Torah in the Beis HaMedrash. The Hayroh of the Sichos and Shalav Deobis is to what degree the Torah has to have an impact on a person in the Beis HaMedrash, so that when he leaves the Beis HaMedrash, he always feels he's just left the Beis HaMedrash. That's the Sich of Avdei Avos. If a person can be the Beis HaMedrash and he loses it all as soon as he goes out of the Beis HaMedrash, then what's the Taras and Shalbanim worth? So the Sichos and Shalav Deobis have to tell us how to react and behave in the Beis HaMedrash, so that when we go out of the Beis HaMedrash, in Lovin's house we should feel poison. The airplane should be poison, the airport should be poison, everything should be poison, the street sign ticket should be poison, everything should be poison. Not to get used to it, Chas v'Shalom.